football on TSN. Tonight, Rider, Ticats, come on in.
CFL Easy Picks Episode 3, starring Carp.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CFL Easy Picks Week 3, hosted by myself with my two co-hosts, Mr. Old School from Old School at the Movies.
Yo.
And Mr. Heavyset from every other podcast on the Trending Topics Network.
Oh, how's it going here? What's the show?
I knew he was pulling that accent out. I fucking knew it.
This is
I gotta get ready for this week, and I'm gonna give me some Timmy Hose, man. It's gonna be great.
Give me a double double.
We can get an ice cap with that. It'd be so great.
He's got a little bit of Green Bay in there too. With that accent.
It's a mix of Minnesota and like Letterkenny, you know, prairie Canadian.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't speak Newfie, I think we're good, because I've watched Coldwater Cowboys and they have to subtitle the Newfoundlanders for me to understand them. So, because Newfie is a whole other thing. So, CFL news this week. I guess the big one coming out is the Daron Carter touchdown celebration, which included him digging his shoulder into the Ottawa Red Blacks coach. News coming out of the CFL's website. The CFL has announced Monday that it is imposing the following discipline arising out of play number 98 and an ensuing incident in the bench area of the Ottawa Red Blacks during the Thursday night, June 30th game, Ottawa and Montreal. Following a hearing, Montreal Alouettes receiver Daron Carter has been assessed a one-game suspension for his actions that violated the standards of acceptable conduct within the CFL. Ottawa Redblacks head coach Rick Campbell has been fined for his part in the incident. A thorough review concluded he could have done more to avoid contact with the player. Ottawa Redblacks safety Jermaine Robinson has been fined for a high hit to Carter's head area on Carter's touchdown reception during the third quarter. As well, Ottawa Redblacks defensive back Jarrell Gavins has been fined for delivering a punch to an opponent during the incident in the bench area and for inappropriate gesture towards fans following his disqualification from the game. Basically, Daron Carter caught a touchdown, was being tackled, somebody came in high and tried to rip his head off. Carter got up celebrating and shoulder checked the coach of the Red Blacks. His response to that was, "To tell you the truth, I didn't even know what happened. I didn't even see the replay until I got into the locker room and I ran to the coach. Apparently, I didn't even know I knocked him over." That's from Daron Carter.
Yeah, I mean, it's not very Canadian in general, but like, it looks like the coach kind of oversold it a bit, like the flop, you know what I mean? Like, he could have easily either moved out of the way or kind of shrugged that off. He kind of soccer dived, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, there's a big time World Cup dive there. First of all, he should have never even been on the field. The initial contact was on the play field. Coach shouldn't have been there after the touchdown. He shouldn't have been Carter's way anyways. Samee Campbell is in the wrong, but in this league, you know, you don't do that kind of thing. So, Heavy, did you see the incident?
Well, of course I did, you hoser. You put it in the group me, eh?
And your thoughts?
That wasn't very Canadian. Okay, I'm done with the accent. I kind of agree with what you guys are saying. He shouldn't have been on the field, but I also think, like, because if I'm correct, he went to the opposite sideline to celebrate.
No. In the CFL, both teams are on the same sideline. They're just, like, split in the middle.
What the hell is that about?
That's the way it works.
Fucking, this is not basketball, eh?
It's hard camera side, man. It's hard and soft camera side.
Okay, Heavy should do the accent the entire show.
Maybe some other week, eh? Okay, but still to go on, like, because that was their part of the sideline, correct?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was a little much, but yeah. It should be definitely more on Carter than anything.
What is he getting fined? Like, is he getting fined like $80?
The Alouettes themselves have fined him, but it's undisclosed value at the moment from what I saw. Let me double check.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's around like $50. He's got to buy everybody Mickey D's or something. Like, they don't get paid that much, so I can't imagine. You know, if the guy gets $100,000 a year, they're not going to fine him $10,000. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
as per club policy, the amount of the fine will not be disclosed.
It's probably like $18 or something.
The fines, they all go, it's like the NFL, they all go into the Players Association thing for things that are related to injuries and all that other shit that comes down. I mean, it's the head coach and GM who fined him. He said, you know, his conduct was detrimental to the club. It shouldn't have
it was fucking cool. Like, I would have given him a signing bonus.
It's, you know, it was an emotional game. The Alouettes were losing at the time. It was our first touchdown in the third quarter. So he just, he reacted. And Campbell shouldn't have been on the sideline anyways. Yeah, I think if he would have maybe chest bumped another player, it would have just been a fine. But I mean, even the coach himself is getting fined for being a dick and going on the field. That's it for that. In other Alouettes news, we've lost slot back SJ Green for the remainder of the season. An MRI has confirmed he's complete tear of the MCL, the PCL, and the ACL in his right knee.
Any CL is fucked.
Pretty much everything that keeps the knee attached is torn.
Did he get a Seth Rollins or?
It, I don't remember what I saw. He landed weird. It didn't look like it buckled the way Rollins did. It looked like more like he rolled an ankle and then it ended up being his knee.
He rolled in everything.
Yeah. And we also lost our backup running back to as well a knee injury, but it's just a sprained MCL and he's in on the 6-game injured reserve list. So he'll be back in 6 weeks. Alouettes are on a bye week, so at least that's 1 week he's got off of practice and all that shit. So yep. So losing SJ Green is big, unfortunately. He's a great player, and it's going to suck not seeing him for this season. For you, Heavy, no news from the Stampeders this week. Nothing special's happened, just the win they got. So, current CFL power rankings as per TSN, Calgary's still in first place, followed by the Red Blacks, then the Eskimos, Lions in fourth, even though they're 2-0, and the Eskimos are 0-1, yet still in third place. The okay. Argonauts are fifth. The Ticats are sixth. Alouettes dropped a spot to seventh. The Rough Riders are eighth. And your 0-2 Blue Bombers are ninth in the CFL power rankings. As for the easy picks, current standings. After week two, we still have Demeyer in first with 6 points. Matson with 5 points. Cochise and AA Andy Anderson with 4 points. Another tie, Heavy Set, the Mop Jockey, and myself with 3 points. After that, we have GM Bike and Mr. Old School, as well as Legend Killer 003 with 2 points. And tied for last are Dark Spirit and Kanye West with 1 point. Games this week. We have, starting off, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers will be visiting the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The Tiger Cats are favorited by 9 points. Heavy Set.
I'll go Tiger Cats.
Mr. Old School.
I'll say this every week. We should be playing the spread. Anyways, Tiger Cats.
Well, all the spreads have been covered in the last few weeks, so.
Okay.
Myself. Yeah, Hamilton. Hammertown. All right, that's Thursday night. Also Thursday night, we have the Toronto Argonauts visiting the BC Lions. The BC Lions are a 6.5-point favorite. Mr. Old School?
Lions.
Heavy Set?
Lions.
I'm going to go with the Lions as well. Third game of the week will be on Friday evening. The 1-1 Calgary Stampeders will be visiting the 2-0 Ottawa Red Blacks at TD Place Stadium. The spread is even. Myself, I'm actually going to pick the home team Red Blacks. Mr. Heavy Set?
Dan Peters.
And Mr. Old School.
Red Blacks are on a roll right now. You got to go with the Red Blacks.
And finally, to end the week on that Friday night as well, we have the Saskatchewan Rough Riders visiting the Edmonton Eskimos. The Eskimos are a 10-point favorite.
Ew.
Mr. Old School.
Going with the upset.
Rough Rider. Mr. Heavy Set.
Going to go with Eskimos.
The Eskimos. Best team name ever.
You know, they have 100 words for snow, but only one word for homosexuality. And I'm going to go with the Esks.
Well, Rough Riders could also be a gay team.
Yes, they could.
Woo, you know it.
And those are our picks for the week. It's some CFL trivia for Mr. Heavyset. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, and we got to do this every week. Yeah. He's got to answer he's got to get 2 out of 3 right.
Well, I only got one question this week.
Well, this week he's got to get 1 out of 1. Yeah, okay. Well, but you got to prepare three decently hard questions. He's got to get 2 right. And if he gets some wrong, he's going to buy us 10 bits.
At the end of the season, if he has a losing record.
Yeah.
Okay. What two performers have been part of the Grey Cup halftime show and the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh. You're going to give him at least the chance to guess, give him some options.
Okay. One's a country singer from Canada.
You got to give him three picks or something.
Oh, so give him various bands?
Yeah. Give him three and he's got to pick the right one. Okay.
Well, there's two bands / performers that have performed at the Super Bowl and the Grey Cup halftime show. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's go with interesting here. I'm going to name six groups.
And one of them's who it is, Abby. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. So we're going to go with New Kids on the Block, Black Eyed Peas, and Janet Jackson. Which of those three have performed both?
Black Eyed Peas.
You are correct.
Oh, shit.
All right. Now for the other one, we'll go with Shania Twain.
Shania Twain.
Bryan Adams or John Bon Jovi?
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain. You are correct. 2 for 2. No. No.
That's his right answer no. Clip.
Okay. It should be like a winning bell, but... All right, yeah, that's it. Those two have performed both Grey Cup and Super Bowl halftime shows.
And if he gets it wrong?
I'm not impressed by your performance.
I actually told my nephew that the other day. He was, like, talking about something. I'm like, I'm not impressed by your performance. Kid's 13.
if I win, I demand it wasn't my fault to be played.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Right. I might have to cue that up.
So we'll get on to the CFL Easy Picks Twitter account. Start off with AA Andy Anderson. 3 out of 4 for me is not too bad. So we got 3 out of 4 last week. AA Andy Anderson again. This week I go with...
What was that? WA?
Double A Andy Anderson. This week...
WWA.
WWA. This week I will go with Winnipeg, BC, Calgary, and Saskatchewan. And he actually got retweeted by a Winnipeg independent newspaper for selecting
That's
Winnipeg.
Awesome.
And then a few people liked it who have CFL accounts, which is cool.
That's fucking great.
Yep. And that's it for the tweets this
week. So Anderson's huge in Winnipeg.
Apparently.
He's over in fucking Winnipeg.
He's mad over in Winnipeg.
Is Winnipeg like Iowa?
I mean, it's...
A lot colder?
Well, cold Iowa.
It's the only major city in Canada which has either... You can take the highway through the city or around the city to completely avoid the city that I know of. Wow. So, on the Trans-Canada Highway. Emails from Andy Anderson.
Who's huge in Winnipeg.
Apparently. Hello, Maple Leafers and Heavyset. For a new follower of the CFL, what player or players are the best in your opinion? And who are you a fan of or mark out for?
Do you hate me?
Cool? Yeah. I'm assuming Heavy doesn't have any favorite players at the moment. So
I don't know which players from the NFL play there now that had a career. Oh, my future favorite is going to be Tim Tebow and he's Johnny busy Manziel.
He's busy making homes, and Johnny Manziel is going to be a corpse if he ever ends up in Montreal. Just such a big party city. He would not survive very long. Old school, anybody right now?
Not really, no. I'm more of a teams guy. I don't know like all the individual players yet. I'm actually getting into CFL as we do the shows, so ask me next week.
I mean, myself, I liked SJ Green, and it sucks that we're going to lose him. I've become a fan of Daron Carter for the bullshit he pulled off. I like it.
You know what? Yeah, I agree. I actually like the fact that CFL is a bit of an attitude. Like, how many times does it get fucking featured on SportsCenter? You know what I mean? So I think that's kind of cool.
Remember the two old men that started a fight? That went over the world. And they were like, that was a CFL retirement ceremony that they got into a fight. And these guys were like in their 80s.
The quarterback, that's Kevin Glenn, right?
Currently, we have Kevin Glenn, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's pretty good. So he's, I guess, top player would be him and Daron Carter.
He's a journeyman. He's traveled to CFL.
Well, that's what I like. You know, he's a veteran guy because isn't the Alouettes squad kind of younger now? Didn't it?
Yeah, there's a few guys who are like John Bowman. He was always a defensive end. I've always been a fan of his. And then Carter is not that young. Chip Cox has been on the team for a while. Who else has been on the team for a while?
But I mean, it's good that you get a guy like Kevin Glenn who has a bit of, you know, who's an old school guy, like you said, a journeyman, but he knows the game. You know what I mean? Like, that was great when we had Anthony Calvillo. He played fucking forever for the Alouettes, so he was like that go-to guy.
Exactly. And then Bear Woods, who actually is the best human name ever in sport. Like, how is your name Bear Woods?
Well, Chip Cox is pretty good,
too. Chip Cox is pretty good. Yeah. So it doesn't beat what won the the All Beer
or
inside.
BJ Cunningham.
BJ Cunningham. Yep.
Or Chokes on Dick. Oh, wrong one.
All right. Also from Andy. If you had to pick a Grey Cup winner right now, who would it be and why?
First of all, Andy.
Heavy, any early favorites?
I'll go with the Stampeders just because they're my team.
All right. If I had to pick right at the moment, it would be it would definitely be the Ottawa Redblacks. They are looking really good coming off a almost championship season. 2-0 to start, and if they beat Calgary, they're a very early favorite. Mr. Old School?
I'd have to second that statement, although my heart does go to my local team. The Red Blacks pretty much look unstoppable right now at this moment. I'm not going to do it for myself.
I mean, they're doing this with their backup quarterback because their main quarterback shattered his pinky. And it's,
I mean, you could, they're fucking due. Yeah. You know what I mean? They've relocated a billion times. That city needs a fucking Grey Cup.
Oh, that city needs a championship. Ottawa hasn't seen a title in a long time. So. Not as long as Cleveland, but, you know. Later, A-dubs. P.S. Also, with that player hitting the coach, I don't think it was.
Hey, we weren't the longest. Shut up.
I don't think it was that big of a deal. I think he hardly touched him. I was more concerned about the massive hit that player got in the head. Does the CFO flag and fine players for hits to the head like the NFL? If so, why or why not? Yeah, it's the same thing. It's a concussion issue. It's been brought up. It's an unsportsmanlike flag. I believe it's 15 yards after the play, depending on if it's a touchdown or not. And as well, it is a fine as well. So
yeah, I think they have to buy like a case of Molson X and that 40-10 bets or something.
And it's an undisclosed fine due to the team's policies. They don't have to disclose that amount. It's probably like $500.
Yeah, it's five. Yeah, five to a thousand. Yeah.
It being the CFL, there's not too many repeat offenders either. So it's not like anybody's been suspended for a long time because of dirty hits. So.
And I'd also like to mention that AA is huge in Winnipeg.
And,
so what you're telling me is James Harrison won't do good in the CFL after he gets kicked out of league.
Well, this is Canada. We are allowing assisted suicides now. So for those who are brain damaged and they want their doctors to take them out, it's okay.
Yeah, we'll take your gays. Yeah. We'll take your fucking assisted suicides. We'll take whatever you got.
Leave your guns at the border.
Just leave the guns, but bring the gays.
Yep. And that will be all for this week's CFL Easy Picks. This is what the show is, folks. Nice and simple and forward. Mr. Heavyset, where can we catch you on the Trending Topics Network?
Where can't you find me on the Trending Topics Network? Squabblebox, Spanish Announce Table, 10 to 1 if that show ever decides to come back. Tuts Experience. Those shows are where you can't find me, but you can find me on every other fucking show on this network. And also, throw out a cheap plug because it should be out within tomorrow or so. Check me out on This Is Awesome Wrestling Show, where I filled in for a friend of mine and we talked wrestling for about an hour. And it was live, actually in the studio, professional equipment.
Dude, you should upload the show. I get their permission, but like throw it on TTN just because you're on it.
Ask them about it.
They're not going to say no. Why not?
I'll just.
It's good exposure for them.
I know. I'll double check with them and see what happens. Well, I might not. I'll explain after the show.
Okay.
Mr. Old School, where can we find you?
You can find me on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com weekly, mostly weekly WrestleCast, and on this podcast, All Beer Inside. And Old School at the Movies, I'll be honest with you, I'm losing the fucking momentum to do it. I don't know, maybe I need a week off, a couple weeks off. Carp needs to take over temporarily. But because I don't want to stop doing a show. It's been 4 years, but I'm losing that momentum to do it. So I guess it's kind of in a hiatus right now.
Oh, that's unfortunate news. You know, if you need me to take over at some points, I can easily just take over for a little bit while you take a hiatus from it. As for myself, as for this show, at CFL Easy Picks on Twitter, CFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. And for myself on Twitter, at Killer Carpe Diem. On Stable Wars, I am Killer Carpe Diem. Come and play the UFC 200 pay-per-view. You can win a non-wrestling DVD. It doesn't cost you anything to play. So why not take a chance at winning a DVD? Brock Lesnar's going to fight. Enjoy the fight this weekend. And on my other shows, I'll probably be on WrestleCast this week. I will definitely be on the next All Beer Inside. And enjoy all the shows on the Trending Topics Network.
And AA is huge in Winnipeg.
Yes. And have a good night, and oh, Canada.
Good bits.
I told this guy where I was from. He said, oh, Canada. Kind of laughs it off. It was funny, huh? Yeah. Come on. 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah. Yeah, from the land of the lost, Trans-Canada cross, patriotic and a honor with my hand on my heart. From the greatest of lakes, to the greenest of greens, to the rockiest mountains and everything in between. Oh Canada, oh, you're no fan of us, cause a movie and TV shows are so amateur. Yeah, we laugh it off, that don't really bother me. Look, we ain't serious unless we really gotta be. Humorous attitude, like kids in a hall, the Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, how we claiming them all. It's the great white north, I'm on the funniest actors, the front of the joke with an abundance of laughter. The red and white flag, keep it high. eye, keep it visual. People say Canada and get stereotypical. Think we finish every sentence with buddy or bye. And if it ain't that, it's either dude A or guy. Yeah, we consider it people. And smoke a marijuana, we consider it legal. Still doing rap like the 1990s, but that's how we like it, off time and grimy. Yeah. I know where I'm from and I told you before, north of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure I'm from Canada, oh, Canada. Oh, Canada, oh, Canada. I'm from Canada, oh, Canada.
Makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. Glass makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. Glass makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. Glass makes a sick beat, we call it a classic.
I've been around the globe and heard the confusion. Honestly, a lot of y'all are ignorant and stupid. Yes, we have microwaves, TVs, and cell phones. Unintelligent fuck, we invented the telephone. We made Yahtzee, the light bulb, hockey, and bred the greatest players, Gretzky to Crosby. We all got at least one drinking buddy, and after one drink, all of us think we're funny. A national mascot's a damn beaver. Oh Canada, we love our beaver. Home of Hell's Angels and RCMP. Home of Gordon Lightfoot and SCTV. The Underground Railroad. George St. Pierre right here is where we call home. A healthcare system, y'all know it's free. Keep a girl's banging with a full mouth of teeth. I won't even get into the music industry. They say hip-hop is dead, nah, it's up north with me. I can do this all day, it's a part of my routine. My supper's almost done and tonight
routine.
I know where I'm from and I told you before, north of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure I'm from Canada, Canada.
I'm from the East Coast to Canada,
Canada.
I'm from the East Coast.
Yeah, I'm from Canada. So sometimes words come over my mouth like this.
Get used to it.